You're listening to The Bob Duco Show, spending the last few minutes with David Klein. He's author of the book Walk by Faith. He was injured, rendered a quadriplegic in a diving accident in 1987. And so, David, at that time then, you're kind of realizing, you know, I'm paralyzed for life, but you're still holding some hope that maybe I'll recover either through just natural medical means, maybe my spinal cord will just kind of heal up. Or, of course, I've got to imagine as a Christian, you're kind of, you know, hopeful that maybe the Lord will perform a miracle and miraculously heal you. How would you describe your relationship with the Lord at the time? And what was it like, your relationship with God, especially through these first few years of dealing with this?
I became a Christian when I was 5 and grew up in a Christian home, went to church every week and went to Christian schools. I've always thanked God that He grabbed a hold of me at such a young age. All my closest friends were Christians. We were just a good group of guys, good kids, but my faith had certainly never been tested like it was at this time of the accident. And at my time in the hospital, I just really did cling to God, and friends and family would come in and comfort me by telling me, you know, everything happens for a reason, and I believe that. I didn't know what the reason was, but I did trust God that there had to be a reason for this, that He's got some plan, and I just needed to trust Him through all of this.
And so I've got to imagine would have been 17 when this happened, right?
Yes, exactly.
Okay. So I've got to imagine you're 17, you're 18, and you've got to be thinking, what do I even do for the rest of my life? What do I do for a career? How do I earn a living? You know, will I ever be able to get married? Well, I mean, I've got to imagine all those thoughts are having to go through your head. And of course, I know as a Christian, you're like, Lord, I'll, you know, whatever you'll have for me. But how did you start moving down some of the roads that you did to teach English and speech debate in high school and coaching soccer and just all these kind of things that you did? Explain the process and the thought process of basically going on and living life to not be held back by this chair.
Yeah, when I was in the hospital and the 3 months of physical rehab, they brought in a teacher for me. So I kept doing schoolwork. And when I was released from the hospital, I finished high school and graduated with my class. But I remember telling my mom, I don't know if I can do college. And she said, oh, you're going to college. She knew that education was what I needed to be able to have a career or a life. So I did go to college. I kind of thought I might want to be a lawyer. So I started setting my sights on getting a degree in communications. And then one day it kind of hit me. I thought, I think I'll be a lot happier as a teacher than as a lawyer. And the lawyers I know, they would agree with that comment.
Yeah.
And, sure. And I thought, I think I'll be able to be more of a positive influence on kids as a teacher than as a lawyer. So I kind of changed gears, graduated college with honors, went on to get my teaching credential, and then got hired at my alma mater, where I taught English for 17 years. And as you said earlier, I coached soccer for 4 years.
You got the only undefeated season in the history of your school, right?
I'm real proud of that, yeah.
Wow.
That was a great team.
Wow, that's incredible. And I mean, you think about this. And the coach is basically the one person on the team who's not able to walk, which is incredible. I mean, soccer, the game that uses legs to the level that it does, and here you are, the most successful coach in the school's history as far as the records go. It's such an incredible thing that God has been able to do with you and your life. David, where do your injuries stand right now? People that are quadriplegic, they do tend to get some kind of limited use of their arms. How would you, just for my audience that's kind of curious, what are you able to do now?
Yeah, for me, I use a motorized wheelchair. I have no movement waist down. Mm-hmm. I can move my arms some, mm-hmm. but like bicep and shoulder, and I have no finger dexterity.
Okay.
So typing this book took a long time. I type using the outside knuckle of my left hand, one key at a time. I'm very limited in that way, and no sensation from the chest down either.
I mean, you kind of beat me to it, because I was going to ask you, how do you write books? How do you, you know, and I suppose you could speak it as well, and it could transcribe and such, but you do actually type one at a time. And even, you know, if I may ask, because I know my audience is kind of curious in a practical sense, how do you even do interviews, you know, such as this? I assume that, because you've got to have somebody, I assume, that's able to assist you in putting on a headset or something along those lines?
Exactly. In previous interviews, my caregiver has held the phone up to my ear for me, because I can't hold it.
Right.
But for some of the longer interviews, one of my caregivers recently said, why don't you get a headset? So I just got one, and this is my first time using it, and I'm not sure how it's working, but hopefully you can hear me okay.
Yeah, we can. Do you, this might sound like a silly question, but do you walk in your dreams?
That's a great question. I do often, and what I find funny about my dreams is that, for example, I once had a dream where I'm sitting in my wheelchair, and I needed something up on the upper kitchen cabinet. So in my dream, I stood up and grabbed it and then sat back down. Or sometimes I've had dreams where I'm running, and I'll tell my friend, slow down, you know I can't run as fast as you because I'm paralyzed.
So dreams
don't often always make sense, but yeah, I can have in my dreams normal mobility.
I've got to imagine you have those times where you think about, ultimately, you know, when we're all in heaven, we're all in the presence of the Lord, and in your resurrected body, of course, in our resurrected bodies, there's no such thing as paralysis. We certainly know that. And so walking again is certainly in your future. We know that. We have just about a minute left. Where are you as far as the Lord goes and potential healings? And we know Jesus could heal this today, if in his sovereignty he chose to, or he may choose to have you walk through this for the rest of this natural life for his glory to basically draw more people to him and tell your inspiring story. So are you still kind of holding out that hope and prayer that maybe the Lord will do this, or have you kind of thought, well, no, this is how God's going to use me for the rest of my life?
Well, I would love to be healed, and
sure,
I know without a doubt God can do that in an instant. But I do believe that God is in control of everything and knows what's best. And so I'm trusting him that I am where he wants me and where he needs me,
right,
and how he wants to use me. So I just pray for strength and wisdom every day to be and say what God wants me to do and just trust him that his plans are greater than mine, and know that he's using me.
Right.
So that's
right.
Been my thought.
Final question for you. What advice would you give to anybody listening right now that maybe they haven't had your specific type of injury, but something has happened in their lives that they now feel they're damaged goods, their life is over, God can't use them, some kind of pivotal thing that's happened in their life that has created, at least for now, the appearance of a devastating future for them? What advice would you give them to get through that?
Well, I think if we believe God is who he says he is, then we need to trust him. Trusting and having faith in God, I think, is a choice. But if we ask God for that trust and faith, he'll give it to us. He'll give us the wisdom, the strength that we need. And we just need to know, really without a doubt, that he's working and he's going to do something. We might not ever see it. It might not happen in our lifetime. It might happen next week. There might be blessings right around the corner, but God's plans are good. Romans 8:28 promises that.
Right.
So if we believe it, we just need to trust God and that he's going to use us and do some good out of this.
That's right. Well, folks, look for the book. Again, it's entitled Walk by Faith. It's Christian Faith Publishing. You can go to David's website at davidkleinauthor.com. And by the way, David, what's the best way for people to get the book? Amazon, I assume?
Yes, it's on Amazon and iTunes,
okay.
Kindle, hardback.
All right. We'll look for it, folks. Again, it's entitled Walk by Faith. And David Klein. David, just an incredible story. And we appreciate you sharing your testimony with us today. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Bob.
You bet. Take care now. You're listening to The Bob Duco Show.
Retirement is the one time you decide where and how you withdraw income.